ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba.
Can I tell you, I actually look forward to this music every day.
Can I tell you something that I wasn't going to admit to, but I'm in the mood to share with you. I'm choreographing a dance to this song.
Great.
That I hope to have ready for your birthday next year. I'm going to work on it for 12
months. Don't push yourself.
It's not all consuming. I mean, I'm doing other things, but I'm working on a dance. I love the song on its own, but when you see the interpretive dance I've put together, you're going to be very impressed.
Please tell me it involves scarves on sticks.
There are some scarves and one stick. Yeah.
All right.
There's a little bit of...
You know how people dance and they move the stick around and the scarf is attached?
So erotic.
I think we watch different things.
Speaking of erotic, how about this story? Wendy, I know you're a fan of what the kids like to call adult films. I get that.
What?
I understand that. I know that you like...
I've seen them.
You appreciate them.
Women don't enjoy them as much as men. I'll give you that much.
You know, I want to agree with you, but I don't know. I think if you're a woman who does enjoy them, you do enjoy them. But I think on average, like if you had 100 guys and 100 women and asked the guys, do you enjoy adult films? A lot more guys would say they do than a lot more women. But I think the women who do enjoy them a great deal.
I enjoy the storylines.
The storylines are great.
Ding dong. Oh, the pizza's here. Oh, he's a handsome pizza delivery boy. I don't have enough for a tip.
That's everyone.
I know.
You just described the plot line to every adult film. I enjoy the acting. You know, I studied acting, and I think there's no greater actors than your adult film stars.
Although, we both have met Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog.
Yes.
Isn't he one of the nicest guys ever?
I have never met a more polite human being than Ron Jeremy. He is the most polite human being
ever. Bizarre when you think about it?
It doesn't make sense. No part of it makes sense.
I feel funny shaking his hand.
Right.
You don't know where it's been.
No, I do know where it's been.
Oh, yeah, I guess you do.
I know exactly where it's been.
But he's so nice and polite and funny and charming.
I didn't know what to expect when I met him. For people who don't know, Ron Jeremy was for 25 years, maybe, one of the big names in the adult film
starting. And we mean big.
Yes, yes. No, I relayed to Ron Jeremy, this was at another station, and I said to him, because I used to manage a video store in Downers Grove. I know this will sound like I'm showing off, but I was the manager of District Video in Downers Grove on Ogden Avenue, Wendy. And we had quite an array of films that guys would come in and assure me that they were only getting them because they were headed toward a bachelor party. There was one guy who had a bachelor party every couple of days. He'd come in for four or five movies because he had another bachelor party.
Isn't that funny that there are people like that, and I'm one of them, who feel the need to give an explanation?
Right.
Most people, you just go in, how's it going?
Right.
Thank you, see you later.
Right.
I feel the need to explain my every move to everyone.
So many of the customers had a story. The films they were renting from me were not for them, but there was a friend of theirs.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of that.
Right.
But you're not going to watch them? Probably not. But my friend Mark sent me in because I'm in the area.
He's housebound. I have to drop it off.
Right.
He's a shut-in.
So, yeah. So I'm helping him. All right. So Ron Jeremy's coming in, and I didn't know quite. All I knew is what I had seen of his work on film. And I said to him, you were in a movie that was our most rented movie when I had the video store. And I don't remember the name of the film. It doesn't matter. But I said, there was a scene in this movie that involved yourself and six ladies. And I don't need to go into detail. You can kind of imagine what went on. But it was him and it was six women engaged in an act. And I said,
an act of love?
They were obviously in love. From what I was saying, Wendy, the word love is all I could possibly use to describe the emotions they had for each other. These were seven people that were deeply in love for about 25 minutes.
So it's like a nice romance film?
Kevin, that's exactly what it was. He found six women who loved him and he loved them back for 25 minutes. So I said to him, there was one part of it. I go, I didn't want to be graphic with Ron Jeremy because the last thing I wanted to do was embarrass him. But I said, there was one thing, and I described this thing to him. And I said, when you're a guy and you see this with you and these ladies, I go, and he didn't remember it. And I go, I would have, if I were you, I would have remembered that. He goes, no, I don't remember that at all.
Well, that's like you having a, you know, an author in the studio. We do it frequently. Yeah, I don't remember that. To him, that's what it's like. It's
just
nothing
another
new.
Day
yeah.
at the office.
I feel like it's a little
or orifice.
Wait, Kevin. Before you say anything else, that we need to, we just need 5 seconds of silence for that. It was another day at the orifice. All right. Go ahead, Kevin. What were you saying?
Well, I was just saying the comparison. I feel like it's a little different than when, you know, an author recalling a line in a book.
It is a little different.
Yeah, but you do this job every day. You interview people.
Right.
He does that job every day.
But that day would be, like, if there was a day where there'd be an author that it was such a, like, if Kurt Vonnegut had come in
I
prior
guess,
to his
yeah.
death, and people go, did you ever, oh, boy, do I remember that. Kurt Vonnegut came in, and I asked him a question, and then he said that. But he was just like, he didn't, like, there no part of that meant anything to him. It was a just another day.
Do you know he was in Ronin? That movie with...
I know he's been in...
Boondog Saints?
He's been in about a dozen movies because people in the film industry, it's a novelty for them.
Right, and
him.
It's just small roles. Of course, in Orgasmo, he was a bigger
yeah.
role,
yep.
so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't realize he did legitimate movies as well.
Oh, yeah. Under his, I think, because his name is Ronald, and then Jeremy's his middle name, and then he has another last name. So I think sometimes he does movies under his real name. But in the adult film business, I'm only guessing he's probably done 5,000 movies. Right?
I don't know.
So that said, he comes in, and all the people in the office, mostly women at this other radio station, all want to meet him and have their picture taken with him. And to each one, he is so kind and polite and gentle. Even when we're leaving, he almost walked in front of one of the women who worked in the office and he goes, I'm so sorry, excuse me. And then he does that very cavalier thing of,
after you,
ma'am. You know?
He was really nice.
Yeah. Didn't it throw you?
Well, yeah, because he's... You know, I guess...
My theory, Wendy, is everybody in the adult film industry incredibly polite.
I doubt that. Although we knew Seika, and she was
Seika
really
was
nice.
Very polite. Yeah.
All right, well, that's 2 for 2.
All right, so, yes. Which I think was the name of one of his movies.
Okay, I'm on break.
All right, so here's the reason I bring this up, and that's also poor wording. There apparently was a film star... Kevin tells me these things. I don't know what to make of this.
Oh, he's the friend?
Yes. There is a film star. She's no longer doing your adult films, but her name is Aurora Snow.
Is that her real name?
I'm positive. I don't think they're allowed to change their names. I think whatever their name is on their birth certificate, they must go by that name when they make the career decision to be an adult film star. Every one of them, I'm sure. She maintains, Aurora Snow, who is now retired, maintains... That her, and if I'm wrong, please tell me I'm wrong. But she maintains that her father has let her know that he is extremely proud of her and her career and what she has achieved. That he is not in any way, shape, or form embarrassed.
Let's get her father on the phone.
He let Mr. Snow?
Because I mean, you want to see your kids grow up to be successful and make money on their own.
She did.
Yeah, but
she did.
Come on.
Here's what she says. It was only after Aurora Snow retired from porn, adult films, please.
You make it sound so dirty.
I don't mean
porn.
To.
How old is she, do we know?
Doesn't say.
All right, because retired, you're thinking.
She looks to be about 30.
Okay, that's young retirement.
Yeah. It was only after Aurora Snow retired from, they say porn, we say adult films, that she was able to ask her father how he really felt about her career choice. When she finally did, she says she was blown away by the answer. And that was not the first time.
Yeah.
His answer, he says, and I quote, I was proud. Between 2000 and 2011, Snow was one of adult film's biggest celebrities, even earning a spot in the Adult Video News Hall of Fame earlier this year, a ceremony very similar to the one we'll be having tomorrow on Pioneer Court. By the way,
tomorrow
only
10.
Two members of the Porn Hall of Fame and the WGN Walk of Fame can say that they were in both. Can you name either of them?
Don't make me do it, because you know you saw that I was going to think about it.
Right. don't.
Aside from Dean Richards.
Well, Dean Richards is proud to say he's won, but the other is a little more secretive.
All right. You got to say not for air.
Not for air. Since retiring, Aurora Snow has contributed regularly to the Daily Beast under her stage name. That's Aurora Snow. I wouldn't go stage name. I'd go film name, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Where she has interviewed many people about the adult film industry.
Her real name is Rebecca Claire Kensington.
Now, that sounds like an adult film name.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Rebecca Kensington.
That sounds like a name you would choose to be an adult film star.
Yes.
She was given that name, and she went the opposite route. She also discussed how she will tell her children about her on-camera sex career. But Snow avoided asking her own family the hard questions until recently. She writes in her latest column, after nearly an hour on the phone, just as we were about to hang up, I mustered up the courage to ask, Dad, how did you feel when you heard that I was Aurora Snow? Then there was silence.
He's like, I've seen every one of your movies. I didn't realize it.
That's you?
You're awesome.
Then came an answer that, again, she says, blew her away. I was proud, said her father. His reaction wasn't always as generous. He admits to being initially angry when he first found out that that was the way she earned her money, when he heard her making gagging noises on the Howard Stern show. So she didn't expect that answer.
He wasn't proud of that? Come on. She was on Howard Stern show.
Right. You could be proud of that. I'd be proud of that.
Yeah.
You know, for all the right reasons. Four Seasons.
They are not sponsoring this.
A proud non-sponsoring.
Yes.
A proud, very proud non-sponsor of this particular segment.
She was in Superbad.
Oh, was she?
The movie, yeah, Superbad.
It's a very funny movie. Do you, did you ever see the thing that Chris Rock does? Chris Rock has, I believe, two daughters. And Chris Rock says that part of a father's job, a good father's job, is to keep your daughter off the pole.
Right.
Which means you don't want your daughter to become a pole dancer. Part of your job as a dad is to show them what's what and to say there are certain jobs that the money might be good, but you don't necessarily want to partake in that. So that's what he's saying. This takes it to a new extreme. I would feel, with all due respect to anybody in the film industry, in the adult film industry who's listening to this podcast, I would feel that I had maybe not done my job properly as a dad if either of my daughters decided. And I say this, is a weird side note to this. There is an adult film star who has both my daughters' names. There's an adult film star named Kylie Reese. And the first time somebody told me that, I went, oh, I hope that's not true. And I Googled it, and it is true. But I would feel I didn't do my job quite well enough if either of them came to me and said, hey, Dad, here's my chosen profession. I'm going to be an adult film star. It wouldn't sit well with me.
First of all, I don't think they'd tell you. And second of all, I don't think you'd tell anyone else.
No, I would keep that under wraps, I think.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't seem like you'd be proud of your kid doing that.
It would be very difficult. Now, all right, now that aside, she was one of the best in the business. She made a crazy amount of money. Not that money should dictate all of your decisions, but she did. She's in her early 30s. She's already retired. She didn't have to ever work a day in her life after this.
Yeah, but, you know.
But look at the trade-off.
Yeah.
Right.
And can you have that intimacy? I mean, I guess you can with someone else, but it's like, here, meet Jane. Jane, go meet Bob and
yeah,
start doing it. You know, that's
right.
Becomes work.
I guess.
Another day at the office. It is
another day at the office. Snow pressured her dad further about upon his reaction. He seems very proud. Listen to this little transcript, if I may. Do I have time?
Well,
for
does he have a job?
He's also a film star, another film star. The whole family, everyone in the family. Is grandma coming over? No, she's got a shoot. She can't come over. She's got a film star shoot, an adult film star shoot.
Their grandma was the cartoon in Playboy magazine. Wasn't there an old lady
the
in there?
The Gravity Challenge grandmother?
Yeah. They do keep it in the family.
I don't know if she had a name, that grandmother in Playboy. She was just Granny, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the other one was Little Annie Fanny. Remember her?
We're on the air, you know.
Oh, we are now?
Yes. Little Annie Fanny.
She was the one, she had blonde hair and she
voluptuous,
she was,
yeah, younger.
Yep. That was Little Annie Fanny.
Was Grandma always with Santa? Why do I remember that? Did she just look like Mrs. Claus? Santa connection?
Whenever I think about it, it's so weird you say that, because even though she appeared in Playboy all 12 months, for some reason, you're right, she's got some plot to go to bed with Santa Claus going. I know. I don't know. The guy who wrote it, I don't know what, he had some weird Santa Claus going where she was always trying to trick Santa into going to bed with her. I don't know why.
That's weird, because every time I think of that old grandma hanging low, I always think of Santa.
Yeah,
I had a weird childhood, evidently.
All right, so that's it. Four Seasons. Glad for not sponsoring this segment. I don't blame you. We'll take a quick break.
All right.
Judy Pilak will come in. Judy, by the way, not the other answer. Dean Richards and somebody else, but not Judy.
She's not on the walk
yet. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Oh, Bill, you make me laugh.
I can't help it.
I know.
Just the way I look. Remember yesterday, now that we're going back to just one day, so I'm sure you'll remember this, but we had a little discussion about Melania Trump not wanting to hold the hand of the President Donald Trump, her husband.
Right. She kind of brushed it away.
Right. And you know, it has happened again.
Yes.
You know this, right?
Now I'm starting to think something's up.
One time is an accident, but once it happens twice within a two-day span where the president goes to hold her hand and she quickly just kind of...
Well, the second one was kind of weird because she went up to... It was windy and she went up to touch her hair.
Yes.
It was almost simultaneously, but had the one not happened the day before... Maybe we could have accepted it.
It would have gone unnoticed had it not been for the previous...
And I heard you guys talking about it, and I wanted to call in because I was like, you know, I gave her the benefit of the doubt and said, or him, I should say, maybe it was protocol. You know, she was like, no, we shouldn't hold hands.
Netanyahu
was in front of her holding his wife's hand. So, yeah, there goes that.
Yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah, I believe, right? They were holding hands. Now, Wendy's theory yesterday was it was a spatial problem, that there might not have been enough room there on the walkway.
But if the Netanyahus were holding hands, then there was room to walk 2x2.
And again, who was going to come toward them and walk between them?
Right.
It wasn't like they were on Michigan Avenue.
Right. Right. So, and I'll read you the story. There's several versions of the story. But what do we make of this? Like, is there some strife going on behind the scenes, or are we reading too much into it? Does she just not want to hold his hand at that particular second? What's going on there?
I don't know, but how many times has he been divorced?
This is his third wife.
Okay. So, I'm not saying that there's marital strife
going on. Are they getting divorced,
Wendy? I don't know. I'm just saying, it's happened before.
It has happened before.
I understand Melania wanting to stay back with Barron to finish school, because honestly, I'd be like that. I'm like, I don't want to pull my kid out of school because of something of family matters.
Right. I remember people were saying Donald was shocked that he won the presidency. So think about Melania.
She did not sign up for this at all.
No. So I give her, let her do what she wants.
And so I just wonder, I mean...
If she didn't want to go on this trip, maybe? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying everything.
In
it's
general?
Like, you know, she didn't sign up for this when she married the Donald. You know, it's like, okay, he's Donald Trump, but, you know, what, is he going to be president someday? And now I just wonder if she's just miffed at this whole thing.
Well, she's certainly used to being in the public eye, because that's been going on since day one.
But that's why it makes it so much more important that she's doing this in the public eye.
Yeah,
because I do think there's an element of on purpose.
Exactly. She's it's intentional.
Because to me, she seems like she knows the protocol.
Exactly.
At the very least, you know.
I stand here and be a loving wife.
She looks cultured and she knows.
Oh, totally.
And she's the one who's reprimanded him in the past for, like, not putting his hand on his heart. She knows. So you're right. For her to do that when she knows the entire world is watching.
That's what makes me suspect on this whole thing.
You know how over the last several months, and not just with us, but with anybody, if you criticize Donald Trump, people always bring it back to the Clintons. Well, what about Hillary Clinton? Yeah. What about Bill Clinton? All right, so let's do that for just a second. After it was established that Bill Clinton had a wandering eye, if I may use a Marty Feldman reference.
Wow, you're being nice. Go ahead.
So once it was established that Mr.
Clinton... It's so hard to look at him when he talks.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But do you remember how the next few public appearances where Hillary Clinton was next to him, you could just tell by the body language that things were not good at home, you know, that right. there had been a discussion or two at home about the way things were going to play out whenever they were in public. I'm starting to get that sense a little bit with the Trumps. There just seems to be a coolness between them that didn't used to be there to this extent.
And now you look at Hillary and Bill, and to me, they look like really good friends.
Now they do.
Right?
Right.
Well, because they got past it. They worked through
it,
obviously.
I had a lot of... I felt I was angry at Hillary for not...
For sticking by him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honest to God, it comes to a point, and I know everybody said, well, she needs to further her career. Maybe she wants to stay together for Chelsea. When you stay together for the kids, and I say that with quotation marks, that doesn't work.
And she never needed Bill.
She did not.
So why did she?
That bugged me.
Yeah,
that really bugged me.
You know?
It's her own business, though.
Right.
I know you said she never needed him, but would she have gotten to the places that she got politically... if she wasn't Bill Clinton's
No,
wife.
Because she was a woman. But really, when you look at their history, he needed her more than
right.
she needed him.
Yeah. But he just happened to be president first.
Exactly, because he was a guy. You know, there's no way she was going to be president way back then.
Yeah.
But she's the one who was so smart and you know, worked on all those projects when she was young. I mean, she was, to me, the brains behind it. But she knew. She stepped back. She always stepped back for him.
But you remember that period of uncomfortability for a while when it was established that he was messing around. So you'd see the two of them in public, and it just seemed so...
Right, you could just read it on her face.
Yeah.
Maybe she came from a different era, though, Wendy, where that's what you do, you know?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I'll tell you right now, flat out, I don't have a lot of pride. I really don't.
Yeah.
But something like that, I would feel like a fool.
I know, but how many people do you know who've done that?
Personally, I don't know. I don't know many.
I even know people they've separated and then they've gotten back. Because it's that thing, watch what you say when people are separated and you're trashing the other spouse.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's just, I mean...
How about, remember when Anthony Weiner, when the first part of the Anthony Weiner scandal broke and his wife at that time was sticking by him, so you'd see him at a press conference and she was there and she just had that kind of Stepford-y wife glaze where you just go, all right, they've made a deal off camera where he goes, I'm in a hot water situation. I need you to stick by me during this. Didn't last long.
Right.
So I always wonder what goes on, what we're not seeing. And I hate to say this, but I wonder what's going on with them because there's just been too many of these moments lately with the Trumps.
Right.
You know?
And honestly, Kim Gordon brought it to the forefront yesterday. She does know how to act in public. She knows all eyes are on her. So the fact that she's doing this is really
making me wonder. That's the one thing
that's
sticking out. Yeah. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's like, I don't know. And, you know, I guess she has to go with him on these trips. But I don't know. Does she?
I don't know if she has to.
It seems like it's protocol, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you know.
What has he done that's protocol?
Exactly. Well, that's my point. He's not like any other president,
right.
So who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, he's breaking all the rules anyway.
He runs out ahead of her anyway.
Yeah,
it's why did she come?
So why did he? Exactly. Why is she even there? He's got Ivanka, you know, just do it that way. I mean, she's not in the public eye at all, Melania, and I don't think she wants to be. She's not your typical
first lady.
I feel
sorry for her.
Yeah,
I really do.
All right. Do you think, because this was a story yesterday that we talked about and everybody talked about the fact that he tried to hold her hand and she kind of pushed his hand away. Was she aware of that, that was such a big story? Because if she was, why would she do it a second day in a row? Wouldn't you be on your best behavior on that second day?
Bill, for damn sure she knew it was going viral. So that's another thing. Why would she do it again?
You would think.
She knows.
If everybody's watching.
Yeah. He's on Twitter every minute of every day. Melania, they're saying that you flicked my hand away. I did, Donald.
Did he address that on Twitter?
I don't know, but trust me, he knows what's going viral.
Yeah, they've talked about it.
And they have people, I'm sure Spicy said, you know, don't hit his hand away again because everybody's talking about it.
Right.
I don't know if he has the authority to tell Melania what to do.
Wow, that's a pretty strong Spicy. Fall in line. No, I could see him saying that.
But then is it somebody's job to say, look, right now there's a little bit of scrutiny because of that. So if it should come up next time, make sure you guys do hold hands. It'll look better for everybody. Does that happen, do you think?
I would think so.
Yeah, but who listens to anybody in that?
If you're the first lady, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess so. Donald, this is from Yahoo. Donald and Melania Trump's marriage is endlessly scrutinized for signs of trouble. So when Melania appeared for the second day in a row to avoid holding her husband's hand, the internet went wild with speculation. On Tuesday, the couple landed in Rome as part of their 9-day world peace tour. This through Saudi Arabia, Israel, and then finally Italy, where the pair met with Pope Francis at the Vatican and then visited the Sistine Chapel. While walking down the steps of Air Force One onto the tarmac, these always seem to be situations in or around tarmacs or airports, don't they? Maybe there was...
Well, I think that's a place where you would naturally maybe take someone's hand.
Sure. Yeah, that
makes sense. Cameras are there, quite honestly.
All right, so all this took place at the tarmac at the Leonardo da Vinci International Airport on Tuesday. The president attempted to hold his wife's hand at the exact moment she reached up to adjust her flyaway strands of hair.
Couldn't this just be a coincidence? And I feel bad.
I think this one really could be because, like I said, it was simultaneous when she went up to do her hair.
She kind of did that thing. See, I can't tell from watching it if she was aware of his hand being there. I mean, I guess that's what the big question is, right? Is this on
purpose? Why do we care? And I feel bad because it's like if you're a Trump supporter, you're looking at this going, really? You guys don't have anything else to talk about?
Yeah.
Because you know what? And it was her left hand. Is she left-handed? Because that was the hand she used to cross over her face.
That doesn't matter.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Because some people would say that.
Well, I am looking at it that way, though. She did. It was a. Why didn't she use her other hand to wipe that hair away?
Because you don't want to do anything to the right. It's the Trumps. You want to do something on the left because then it's
easier.
But,
I mean, it was almost simultaneous.
It was.
So we could go either way.
And think about this. And, I know you, Bill, have a perfect life. Everything's never trouble in your life.
Yeah.
But if cameras followed me around all the time, there'd be some stuff that people would go on, what
oh,
is
I've seen,
that?
I've seen footage already, Wendy,
but
that you don't want to know
about. But nothing that's weird, just it would appear to be weird.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel bad that we're nitpicking about something like this, but
it's just fun.
It is weird that it's 2 days in a row.
Her hand did that thing. Did you ever have a kid in seventh grade who does that thing where they go to reach out your hand, and then when you go to shake it, they brush their hair back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sucker, like that.
Bill, you do that still, don't you?
I still do that whenever I meet new people. It's fun to do. Why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
All right, so you're still saying coincidence, right, Wendy? And you're still saying coincidence.
Yeah, I'm going to go with coincidence. The first one, definite on purpose.
If it happens again today, 3 days in a row,
then there are no coincidences like that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so once could happen, twice possibly, but if it happens a third day in a row, then we know that there's something going on behind the scenes. All right, that's fair. All right, let's take a quick break, and then there's more show. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. This always sounds like the incidental music they play on Jeopardy in between rounds.
It does. Dun, dun, dun,
it is,
dun.
Isn't it?
Who is it? What band is this?
Jay Dilla.
Who?
Jay Dilla.
Jay Dilla, Wendy.
It's Jeopardy.
Right there.
He lifted it.
He sampled it. He didn't
lift
it. Get
Alex Trebek on the phone.
Alex.
I thought it is.
Yeah.
I've been saying Alec recently. I thought it was Alex.
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
All right. Can I tell you that I have not had a can of Diet Coke today, and I don't know why, but I could really use one. I made the switch from regular Coke because being on the radio and I'd have regular Coke, something about, I don't know, the sugar in it, it would I don't know, make me phlegmy.
Oh.
So I switched to Diet Coke, and then last night...
Art Phlegmy, by the way, was the host of Jeopardy before Alec Trebek. Did you know that? Fun fact.
Yes, I did.
Yep.
I had a can of regular Coke last night. I took a sip of Jim's Coke.
Uh-huh.
It's bizarre to me now. You get so used to something that it tastes really bad to me.
Yeah, I understand that.
So there are things you can do with a can of Coke besides drink it.
Well, the one I've always heard, and I don't know enough about cars to understand why this would work, but you can clean your engine with it. I've heard so many people over the years go, best way to clean your engine, just pour Coke on it. I have no idea why. But then you go, well, that's the same stuff I put in my stomach. What is it? If it's going to clean corrosive off to that degree, why am I putting it in my stomach?
I haven't heard about pouring it on your engine. I don't know how good that is to pour liquid all over your engine either.
I don't understand because I don't know anything about cars. But every time somebody tells me that, it's always somebody with a good knowledge of cars.
I've heard that if you have rust stains in your toilet, you can pour it in there and it will eat that away. So then you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Nothing better than opening a refreshing can of Coke on a hot summer day.
Just the sound of it.
I do love that.
Sometimes in a Coke radio commercial, they just do that thing where you can hear the fizz. It's that snap. Go on. Can you do it?
I can't really do it. It's
that
like,
snap and then and you go, oh.
And then it's like, don't you want a Coke right then and there?
Yeah, immediately.
Well, classic soda is good for so much more than quenching your thirst. It can be used for cooking and beauty regimens and even for pool maintenance.
Mm.
You can defrost your windshields. You can make better brownies. We have some bizarre things that you can do with a can of Coke.
So defrost your windshield means instead of using windshield solvent, you could put Coke in there and that would be just as good, if not better?
I don't know. Well, let's read on.
Right.
I've never heard that, quite honestly.
Me neither.
Although you've heard pouring it on an engine.
Put it on your engine.
You can texturize your hair.
Wouldn't you get bees? I think bees would swarm around you if you did that, I think.
Model Suki Waterhouse. Are you a big fan of Suki Waterhouse?
I enjoy Suki Waterhouse.
She recently admitted that she rinses her hair with Coca-Cola to give it more texture. It also gives your hair some extra body and bounce, which is a plus as well.
She's very pretty. I could see. Well,
you know who that is?
Yeah. She used to go out with Brad...
Pitt?
No.
Garrett?
No. Who's the guy in The Hangover?
I can't think of his name.
That guy.
The
handsome guy in The Hangover.
Brad.
Yeah, she went out with Brad. No last names, please.
I can't think of Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. That was his girlfriend
for
a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know that that would work. I have very fine hair where I need texturizing every once in a while, and I... back comb it quite a bit, but I feel like if I rinsed it with Coca-Cola, it would be sticky.
Right. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Dr. Pepper I would do. Barrelhead root beer, but not Coke.
Yes, Dr.
Sticky.
Pepper.
Right.
You can clean burned pots. You can unstick burnt pots and pans by pouring in some Coke and bringing it to a boil. Take the pan off the heat and carefully use a scrubbing brush to stir the soda. The food should come right off.
Oh.
You can also put dishwashing soap and soak it, and it'll come
out.
I
would think that'd be a better way to do it.
You can do this with regular water, actually.
Right.
You could, right, Kev? Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing new.
Make perfect brownies.
That's what Suki Waterhouse does, Wendy. That's her brownie recipe. Coke brownies.
Now, this is mixing a can of Diet Coke into a box of fudge brownie mix will make perfectly cooked extra moist brownies. I don't believe that.
Well, all you're getting is more sugar.
Then not in Diet Coke.
Oh, not in Diet. Right. Yeah. Wait. Why wouldn't you use regular Coke?
My dad will marinate like steak fajitas in Coke.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of people do that.
So good.
Or put it in their barbecue sauce sometimes.
I've heard that.
Actually, they had. I was kidding about Dr. Pepper in my hair, but there was Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce up until recently. Maybe there still is, but I saw that in the store about a year ago.
The actual brand?
Yeah.
Of it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Remove blood stains.
You might
need this.
This has become a huge problem for me.
While the rumor that police use soda to get blood stains off highways is a myth, Coca-Cola is really effective at busting tough blood stains. The show Mythbusters even confirmed it. So where? On your carpeting or something?
Wherever you have blood. Where do you find yourself having most blood stains lately? Just on your carpet? In the shape of a man?
Not for air.
Who you bludgeoned to death?
I do not want to talk about that on the air.
All right.
Get gum out of hair. I don't believe this either. You're supposed to use peanut butter.
Yeah, I've heard that peanut butter.
Although, be honest, have you ever tried it?
No.
I haven't either. And ever since I've been a kid, and you hear, if you get gum in your hair... put some peanut butter on your hands and kind of rub it around and it'll come right off. I've never tried it.
But
I don't.
Then you got peanut butter.
Well, then
in your
you
hair.
Wash your hair, but still, sometimes if gum's in there, you're gonna have to cut it.
Right.
I've heard to use ice too, like on the gum
to freeze it, and then it'll crack right off.
Oh, that's a good move.
Pouring a little Coke over the gum will help it slide right out of hair. We should do these experiments and videotape them.
All right,
Kevin, you want to volunteer?
With the gum in the hair?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, look at this hair.
Don't touch the hair.
You don't want to mess up his hair.
To remove.
See if Suki Waterhouse will fly in for these, Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, this is stupid, too. Remove permanent marker from dry erase boards, because sometimes you get a goofy kid who doesn't use the erasable marker.
Right.
If someone mistakenly used a permanent marker on a dry erase board, soak it in Coca-Cola for a few minutes and then wipe clean with a rag.
Maybe. I don't know enough about what's in there that would make that work. Maybe.
Defrost windshields. You asked about this. Pour a can of Coke onto your car's windshield if you're out of windshield wiper fluid or don't have a scraper. Just avoid getting it on the paint since the corrosive soda can ruin the paint job.
Hmm.
Well, that's going to be tough because it drips down.
Right.
That sounds like such a bad idea. Then you have sticky mess all over
your
windshield. Yeah. I wouldn't do it. I would use windshield
solvent.
Who has
done this? Who put this together? This is MSN.
They're trying to mess with you, Wendy.
Clean car batteries. That's what you heard.
Well...
Like the corrosive parts
that as well,
of the battery,
but
not
I've
your
also
engine.
Heard the engine.
Who puts liquid on an engine?
I don't know why you would do that, but several learned car people have told me that over the years. But I've not
Click
done
or
it.
Clack.
Clack.
You can clean car batteries if your car battery is looking corrosive, which it usually does if your car is a few years old.
Right.
You can clean it with Coke. Since Coca-Cola is a mild acid and the corrosion is a mild alkali, it causes a chemical reaction and removes the corrosion. And
you probably... sound like Bill Nye the Science Guy all of a sudden.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A few sites say if you pour two-liter bottles of Coca-Cola into
your engine will get fat. Does it say that?
No, this is in your pool. I was switching gears.
Oh, all right.
No
Sorry.
Pun intended.
Sorry.
A few sites say that if you pour two-liter bottles of Coca-Cola into your pool, you'll notice a significant change in your pool's appearance for the better once the pool has cleaned out the soda. No more iron or rust stains.
Oh.
But you can't swim in it for 2 days.
You can.
These are dumb. Make chicken drumsticks?
Yep.
The recipe only takes three ingredients, Coke, soy sauce, and chicken wings. Not unlike what you were talking about, Kevin.
Yeah, similar.
Throw everything in a slow cooker, set it and forget it on low for 6 hours. Once the wings are tender, pour the leftover liquid into a pot, simmer it down to a glaze, and then pour over the wings.
Wendy, it just goes to show you there are a million and one uses for Coca-Cola.
And to kill skunk odors, which, again, I heard it was tomato sauce that you use if your dog gets skunked or your daughter.
Right.
Tomato juice V8. Works better, it says. Coke is an effective skunk odor remover. Rub the soda into your hair and skin and let it sit for a few minutes, then rinse and repeat.
Yep, it's just that simple. All right, we must take a break, and then we'll close things out. So stick around. It's
we
Bill
don't
Wendy.
Have a break.
Are we done? Is this it? That's it.
Yes.
Wow. Fast.
It is fast.
So fast.
And join us tomorrow. Steve Bertrand and I will be emceeing the class of 2017 WGN Walk of Fame.
I'm going to heckle you guys through the whole show.
I know you will.
I am.
Way to get out of work, by the way. Pioneer Court tomorrow at
10 a.m. Kevin and I have been practicing our heckles. Wait till you hear what we've got in store for you.
Wendy stinks.
Yeah, that's just a sampling, and that's just the
you
beginning.
You better be more creative than that.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
I'm getting there. I got like a list of three so far.
You've taught him well, Bill.
Thanks, everybody, for being on. We want to thank Suki Waterhouse for her Coca-Cola recipes. All delicious. Every one of them. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.